10. Paying the Rent of Service by Lee Hastings Bristol. In a complex society and a complex civilization, the individual is inevitably confused much of the time. But I believe that the basic solution of all world and group problems must first be solved by the individual himself. Each one of us, whether we publicly admit it or not, has a deeply spiritual side. Not one of us can conceal it. Scratch the surface, and it is always there. So, first of all, and underlying all my credo, I believe in God and an orderly universe. As a mortal passing through this life for just a limited period of time, I believe that happiness is a truly basic objective, happiness for oneself and, hopefully, happiness for others. It hasn't taken too much living on my part to discover that real happiness, which sounds so selfish and self-centered, is never achieved merely by selfish materialism. It can only have depth and real satisfaction if it is bound up with unselfishness, a consideration for others. Service is the very essence of it. It has been said that service is the rent we pay for place on earth. That kind of service brings the true happiness we all seek. The antithesis of all this is selfishness, which is outstandingly the greatest worldwide vice. It seems as though all the world had the gimmies, selfishly grasping for power and more power at national levels, with individuals selfishly struggling for material things at their own level. Each one of us needs a sense of humor with its balancing factor of a sense of proportion. I believe a sense of humor brings poise and a start towards understanding. My credo embraces a joyous approach for me towards my fellow man and for collective groups towards each other. I want none of that grim hellfire and brimstone stuff that flourished in the early days of our country, a religion of frightening fear of the hereafter. Why, even their old church pews were as uncomfortable as straitjackets. A joyous approach towards living even cheers you yourself, to say nothing of its warmth that eases the burdens of others. I believe that brotherhood can grow from this to help destroy forever the seeds of friction and injustice that stem from group minority prejudices. If only each one of us can develop a sound philosophy and work out a course of conduct as individuals, then I believe we can solve our world problems at the international level. Thomas Mann once gave this challenging definition: war is only a cowardly escape from the problems of peace. With faith and goodwill in our hearts, and with peace in our souls and minds, surely we can leave this world the better for our having lived in it.